Why aren't you convinced yet? I counted them. First, you're a chicken. You don't want to come out. You're scared. Second, it's painful to process. And you don't want to pay the price. Third, punishment is the only thing that you cannot rush. Everything you can rush, punishing you cannot. Closer you get, the slower should you go. That's the stuff. I said, let me talk about this. Polishing is the third story. You remember that story, which is obviously is the story of Joseph. What beauty do you get? Beauty is it. There is nothing else. So, let's talk about Joseph. Before coming to Joseph, he started to talk. Now, let me open another parenthesis. This beauty stuff, where is this beauty?
In the eye of the beholder.
Beauty in the eye of the beholder. Very romantic. Where do I find it?
It's hidden.
Pardon me?
Beauty is hidden.
Beauty is hidden? Oh, depends. To the blind people, everything is hidden. And to Michelangelo Buonarroti, every beauty is talking out loud, shy. Beauty. Where is it?
It's imagination.
There is nowhere. Oh, that beautiful thing we are talking about. It's nowhere. It's not in existence. It doesn't exist. It's just this physical beauty is the reflection. We're talking about the beauty itself. It doesn't exist. Then what? It doesn't exist because you do nothing. Oh, you want the beauty? Let's imagine this is the beauty I have. Now talk to me, one of you. This is the beauty. Then what? You are the seekers to grab this? This isn't mine! You want the beauty? Huh? Make it! Create it! This is you being creator! The only thing worthy of creation is beauty? The only thing he did in creation, Aristotle, is creating beauty? The only thing you could do is creating beauty. How? Be kind. Then you look beautiful. That simple. Beauty is something we should create, we should nurture, because we have the seed inside. And it's only the seed. The seed is inside. In a way, somehow, looking, watching the kindness will give me a pleasure. That's the hidden seed of kindness in all of us. Means now you're going out of here, if you watch someone beating a baby, you will not like it, no matter what. If somebody is helping a handicapped person, somehow you like it. This is the seed of the beauty. The rest is your job. The rest is what we judge you. The rest is the role you play in we, how kind you are. So, of course, sometimes you have to eat, you have to do this, you have to do this. What do we expect? Partially you will find the time to be kind, to express the kindness, to express love, in the environment, everything will be more beautiful, especially you. Beauty is this. Beauty is not something I find. Let's say, okay, this is the beauty and you have mine. Okay. Then what do you do with it? Stuck it? Put it in a box? Drink it? What do you do with it?
Share it.
Beauty should be enjoyed only. Yes. By watching the others, we'll watch you. Everybody's watching you, like you're watching everyone. We're all in it. And the beauty, there is only one beauty. Is there beautiful by killing something? This happens every single day. Every animal will kill another one, will eat it. And that's not the beauty we're talking about. What is beauty? What is the beauty? Kindness. Why? Because it's opposite the logic. It comes out of selflessness. It needs to be selfless to be kind to other people. And when you're that, you're beautiful. Do you ask for something more? Because even your animal wants to appear beautiful, isn't it? What we're suggesting is really become beautiful. Become a kind person. Then you're beautiful. You are there and you're happy you are one of us. You will be one of we. This is the message. This was the beginning. He said, okay, somebody went to Joseph and started blah, 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 blah. The lady started to talk about the time that you were in the world and your brothers did this and that. So, hey, don't talk about the chain with the lion. So what the verse was this, remember? He said, don't talk about the shortcoming. Why did he say that? Why did we need him? Do you remember what the story is? The story is a guy is coming to Joseph. In another paragraph, he will call something or something, but this one, the first thing, the guy will come in. I explained it that day, I believe. I will say, how do you do? I'm sorry, I heard about your brothers and what they did to you. And Joseph said, don't talk about that. Well, I'm the lion. I'm not worried about the little chain. Doesn't matter. Let's see, what do you have? Why did he added this at the beginning? The guy should appear. If the story was this, the guy should come to Joseph. Joseph would say, what did you bring me? He said, the mirror. It didn't happen that way. I insist, learn Rumi's language, because he knows how to perform linguistically. He started with this. The guy arrived, said this. Joseph disagreed. Means, look at you. Let's say you come somewhere you don't know. I take you somewhere. What is the first thing you do? You look around and you're watching for shortcomings. Remember, you are that lady. That lady is in you. If it is active, go back to the Arab and the wife. Remember, the wife was thinking about the shortcoming? Even with Joseph, you will find shortcoming, if not now, in the history. So, you want to nag that you cannot come in, that you should rest in that physical you. The other one, your meaning should let go of that. And think about the gift for the beauty. Is milk. Then he went to another paragraph. Again, the Joseph and the guest, this time he talked a little bit complicated. First of all, I believe for the first time his philosophy part took over. He said, okay, let's go to the conclusion. Let me explain the mirror again to you. Started to play with the words. real meaning of becoming in the mirror. Explain it to me. Do you remember? You said it is very, very simple. You exist. What is the mirror for existence?
Non-existence.
Means think about the extreme. Think about the point that you do not exist. Means you don't think about yourself at all. You're just that spirit of giving, that spirit of beauty. That the spirit that when we hear it in the real stories, lifetime stories, we cannot understand it really. Could you understand a guy who doesn't take a vacation and day and night will do this and he will spend the rest of his life like this? This is Michelangelo. When he was painting that ceiling of Chapel Sistine, he was working like this day and night, and after that he couldn't bring his neck upright. He suffered the rest of his life for that. Yes, he could have the vacation. Someone inside doesn't let him. Of course, his stomach will make noises, he's hungry, he wants to have a rest and all that. These natural feelings are there, but there is something better over there that the God. I want to finish this. Why? Finish this and die. Because he knows he's creating a beauty that a lot of people will come here and say, wow. And this is what I am thinking about. And this is the explanation I gave to you. He didn't think like this. You know why he did it? He couldn't do otherwise. That was it. I mean, this is what love is. There is no other way. It's only the path. There is no other path. So, he explained that the beauty is the real subject here. You should come out to find it. In a way, you should build it in yourself by coming out of yourself. By being a member of this stuff. So, the mirror for existence is non-existence. You try to be the mirror right away, now. Let's say, now you accepted this path. Try to be a mirror. He said, listen. Look at the non-existence. Where? In you, don't forget, over there. Look at the shortcoming of yourself. Look at the weak points of yourself. Because that's being your mirror. Explanation. That's a good stuff. Because for you, mirror is for what? Mirror is good to be along while I'm walking, while I'm looking at myself and enjoying myself, especially correcting my position, and all that stuff is the mirror to me, right? That is not the mirror we're talking about. Because I'm talking about serious mirror. That was fantasy mirror, right? You were looking in that mirror just to see if this is a good hair day or bad one. We are talking about the mirror I need. Not the luxury one. What is the mirror I need? Why do I need a mirror? Because I want to know who I am. My logical part I know. My shortcoming I don't know. Therefore, I need a mirror to see.